The college experience, East Carolina Pirate at Tulsa Golden Hurricane preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by MyBookie.ag. Winning season continues at MyBookie, and they're now offering a free $20 bet with a promo code SGP20. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP20 to get a free $20 bet with your first deposit only at MyBookie.ag. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's ThriveFantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Sean Green. Sean Green's latest comedy album, This Loss Hurts Us All, is available everywhere. iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, and wherever you get your comedy. So check it out. This Loss Hurts Us All by Sean Stacking the Money Green. Welcome to the college experience, East Carolina Pirate at Tulsa Golden Hurricane preview. My name is Colby Swingin' Dan to Base Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And we're picking AAC Friday night primetime action. I just got back from Oklahoma. I'm in New Mexico right now. Just got out of that state before my Pirates came. Didn't want to jinx them. You know, if you're a longtime listener, I'm an ECU guy. All right. That's my team. So I don't want you to feel jaded here when I make my picks here. I'm going to still keep the floor honest, I like to think. And yeah, I'm excited to watch this game. I think Mike Houston and East Carolina got some, I think they're better than their record indicates right now. I know that sounds crazy because they've been horrible the past couple of years, obviously the years with Scotty Montgomery, but this year, obviously they had the Marshall game canceled at the gate. And then they lost to UCF by 23 points, covered in that game though. Lost by 23 points, played them close. Right in the first half. And then the wheels came off second half. Then they got absolutely housed by Georgia State, and they deserved to be housed by Georgia State. They just played a really bad football game. But then they went at USF, South Florida, and they won 44-24, 20-point win on the road in Tampa. And then they go to play Navy the week after, and right before the game, they find out that Holden Allers, their star quarterback, has been starting there for a little bit, couldn't play because of contact tracing. So we ended up starting the freshman, and we lost in a close game. We even had the ball with about 20 seconds left trying to score. But I was impressed with the performance considering we didn't have our best player. We started Mason Garcia, who actually played all right considering it's his first ever start. But yeah, Holton Allers is the leader on this team. I'm excited to see them. And Mike Houston after the Navy game saying that this team has really turned the corner despite the loss from what his expectations were to what he's coming, you know, when he first came to Greenville. A lot to be optimistic about for the remainder of the season. And you look at the quarterback play, like I said, Garcia is still available. Obviously didn't light it up or anything. Didn't throw any touchdowns or anything, but still I thought he looked okay. And I thought he actually looked promising for the future. But Holton Allers, 60 of 105, 673 yards, six touchdowns. Now here's the bad thing, four picks. And I know a lot of them came in that Georgia State game. That Georgia State game was a really bad game for him specifically and the whole team. But that stat I think is misleading because of that Georgia State game. Running the ball, they got I always struggle on pronouncing Rajai Harris. I don't know. I always struggle. I watch the games and then I forget them a couple of days later. The name on how to pronounce the names correctly. Sorry, I've had a few drinks tonight too. Jesus, can't even talk. 57 for 330, 5.8 yards a rush, long of 80 on the season, three scores. This guy's been a huge workhorse for East Carolina. And then there's also Keaton Mitchell. Mitchell 29 for 127, hasn't scored the ball yet, but running solid. So they got two capable backs of beating you. A guy that I'd like to see them get involved more that had a good year last year was Darius Penix Jr. He's only got 24 for 60 this year in a score, but he's been over the past couple of years a really good workhorse for ECU. Would like to see him get more involved passing the ball. Tyler Snead, their top wideout, 20 for 194 in a score. And then there's also Blake Prohl, son of Ricky Prohl, the great Arizona Cardinal, Ricky Prohl, 19 for 144, good possession receiver. And then there's CJ Johnson. Got to find ways to get this guy the ball. He averages 24 yards a catch, 7 for 166, 3 touchdowns, true home run threat. And yeah, those are the three top wideouts. They also get another guy into the mix, a couple tight ends in the mix, but I would say the main focus point would be on those three wideouts. And Aller's got to play. I mean, we need him. He's because he's also a good runner. He's kind of like Tim Tebow. Reminds me of a little bit of a Tim Tebow style, a quarterback. We're going to need them going. We do have an awesome kicker. And he's been there for quite a while. And I'm talking about Jake Verity. 13 of 14 on extra points, 9 of 11 on field goals, but a long of 48. And this guy can boom him from 50. I've seen it from previous years. He is a stud. Defensively, we were a mess. You know, the worst part of the defense is their D-line. Still got to fix that. Still got to get back there, sack the quarterback more. Just 6 sacks on the season. 3 picks, one of them being a pick 6, but just gotta get to the quarterback more. Gotta pressure the quarterback more. Get in the backfield, cause tackle for losses, stuff like that. D line's gotta get. We just gotta control the line of scrimmage. And I don't know if Tulsa's the team for that. I'm not sure, but I still think this team is fighting, and the trajectory is going in the right direction. If I had to circle a unit that's probably the best, it'd be the defensive backfield. With the obviously, I just talked about the pick 6 by Warren Saba. You mix him with Sean Dorso and Jarrell Wilson. Mix those three stand out. And then there's Jaquan McMillan. Sorry, geez. And at linebacker play, I would say Xavier Smith is the main guy leading the team on tackles. 43 tackles, a sack, and also 2 pass deflections, forcing a fumble and recovering a fumble. The guy's all over the field. Mix him in with a few other. I mean, the D line just got to get somebody in there. Look, their leading sack on the team is by their defensive back, Wilson. That's not good. When he's leading your team in sacks and he's defensive backs, sure, that means you're blitzing, and great job by him, but you need a defensive lineman to really step up, and I don't see it anywhere on the stat sheet. And even when I've watched every game but one from East Carolina, and it's just same old story on the D line. That's something that we got to continue to keep striving for. Now, when you look at this Tulsa Golden Hurricane team, which by the way, I cashed my ticket over 1.5 AAC wins. They're 2-0 currently in the AAC. That was a pick Dundee lock, preseason locked it for everyone to take. I knew Tulsa returned a bunch of players, and I knew they also had spring ball because they got that in before COVID hit, which is a huge advantage. But I also knew Phillip Montgomery doing a good job at Tulsa. I thought through the past couple of years, they were probably much better than their record indicates, had a lot of close calls, and it takes a while to learn how to win sometimes. And loved it when they got Zach Smith, the transfer from Baylor. He's their quarterback. He's the guy, 21 of 81 on the season, 671 yards, 5 touchdowns, 3 picks. We'd like to see the picks go down some, but throwing the ball at 8.3 yards a pass, pretty good. And then, like I said, 63% of his passes completed. At running back, you really got to focus on. They have 3 running backs that have rushed for over 100 yards thus far this season, but the real guy is Denerick Prince, 37-232, 6.3 yards a rush, two touchdowns. Mix him with Corey Taylor, the second, 25 for 128, 5.1 yards a rush, two scores as well. And then don't forget about TK Wilkerson getting in there, has 108 yards on the season, only 3.5 yards a rush, but he does have a score. Those guys are good backs. So you mix him with an elite wideout and Keelan Stokes, who's got 14 grabs for 216 yards and a score. This guy was good last year too. He's a stud. You mix him with Sam Crawford Jr. at wideout, 12 for 179 and a score. And don't forget about Josh Johnson and Juan Carlos Santana. But Josh Johnson, 11 for 155 and two scores, and Santana 6 for 70 and a score. They got a good offense, as they should, with Philip Montgomery at the helm at kicking the ball. They've had two different kickers. They're 9 for 10 on extra points, just 2 for 3 on field goals, which is incredible. Long of 34. That could be an issue. Could be an issue. As I was just in Oklahoma, it was very windy and icy. I wasn't in Tulsa, but it was definitely very windy. This is a Friday night game too. I'm talking to you here on Wednesday. So, defensively, though, the Tulsa defense has been absolute money in the bank. 8 sacks on the season, 3 picks. but really, what they've done, they shut down the UCF offense. They even shut down the Oklahoma State offense. Yes, you could say Spencer Sanders got injured, but still, it is what it is. They're led in the linebacking corps, Zaven Collins, Justin Wright, Trayvon Reeves getting after it, even Grant Sawyer getting in there making some plays. That's a really good unit. Even secondary is pretty darn good too, with Kendaren Ray leading the team in tackles. Also Tyneal Martin getting in there, and Christian Williams at safety, and Evans at corner making plays. This team is it's a really complete team. It's a really complete team. I worry about a little bit about the kicking game, but it's a complete team, and I would like to see them, you know, obviously, well, not against ECU, but I think they could be a team flying under the radar to win the AAC. They got that tiebreaker on a couple of those teams there. We'll see how it trickles down the stretch. But at the moment, I really like this Tulsa team. But I think East Carolina is heading in the right direction as well. Obviously, Tulsa is. I was bullish on them. But Vegas says the line is what? East Carolina getting 18 points. I think this line's off. I know I'm an East Carolina guy. I know you probably won't believe me, but if Holton Allers can just not turn over the ball, if you take away that Georgia State game and play his game, I just think 18 is too much. I think the spread should be more around 10, 11. I'm taking East Carolina. This is a pick Dundee lock. Taking the land on under, and look, it was small Dick Dundee a week ago, but this is a brand new week, and I think 18 is too much. And it's a great number, because even if it's like I say, and Tulsa's up 10 late in the game, and Holton Allers throws a pick six and they lose by 17, you still cover because you got 18. But I still think this could be a little of a game. I think Mike Houston, that's another thing to factor in. East Carolina's had 2 weeks to prepare for this one. So something to think about. I like what Mike Houston's doing. 18's too much. You heard it here first. This is a pick Dundee special. Someone asked me if I was concerned of how far the travel is. It is a far trip. It's a really far trip, but I don't think there'll be that many fans there. I shouldn't actually. I mean, there's a lot for Oklahoma State, so maybe that will play an issue, but it is cold and windy. So we'll see how that could be. But I still say, even with, if it's a sellout, 18's too much. I mean, Tulsa will probably get the win, but it wouldn't even shock me if ECU pulled the upset. But I think Tulsa will get the win here. I think it'll be close though. Give me like a 31-17 game, 31-21 game, something like that. But you heard it here first. Dundee special. Take the Pirates of East Carolina. As much as I love this Golden Hurricane team, gotta take the Pirates here with the 18 points. All right. If you're a first time listener, guys, we handicap every single college football division one basketball and football game. Normally I'm joined by my co-host Patty C and NC Nick. So make sure you check us out, subscribe to College Experience. We, like I said, we've handicapped games for 3.5 years, over 500 every single year on our locks and picking every single game. You can find me on Twitter at TheColbyD. And I'll tell you what, if you go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review, because that's how we get paid essentially. If you like these little previews, go to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, tag me in it on Twitter by taking a screenshot and tagging me or DMing me, whatever it takes, get it to me. And I'll enter you in a raffle to win a shirt or sweatshirt, something college experience or sports gambling podcast related. And I'll enter you in a raffle, but don't worry, we'll find a way to get you something. Please, if you can do that, it would help us a lot. We would appreciate it. Patty C is on Twitter at PattyC831. NC Nick is on Twitter at NC_NICK. And the Sports Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Make sure you subscribe. Check it out. Me and NC Nick do a great college football DFS pod. Check that out. All right. The play is East Carolina plus the 18 points. This is the college experience. East Carolina Tulsa style. You need to start thinking about yours. And we out.